Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Darren Frahill, a very good morning.
Mary, some surprising news, I think, for everyone in the world of sport this morning. Dublin's Brian Fenton expected to announce his retirement from inter-county football later today. Lots of speculation around a number of the Dublin footballers, maybe those coming to the end of their careers. But this one, I think, is going to take many, many people by surprise in and out of the game. Brian's 31, one of the best players to have ever played the game. I think that's fair to say. His track record really speaks for itself. 7 All-Ireland medals, 10 Leinster titles, 4 leagues, 2 Footballer of the Year awards and 6 All-Star awards. Made his debut in 2015 and played 64 times for the Dublin team, and part of a very special group, as we know. And I think the record, really, if you dig into the record and the results, I think this stat pretty much speaks for itself. They didn't lose a championship game from his debut in 2015 until 2021. That is pretty spectacular, isn't it? A great all-rounder as well. And I think probably his best attribute was just his hard work and his unselfishness, and just an absolutely terrific teammate. More on that story a little bit later on. Lots of other sport to tell you about. Former Irish skipper Robbie Keane has defended his decision to remain on as manager of Maccabi Tel Aviv until June, despite the ongoing troubles in the region. He guided the club to a League and Cup double, but speaking on the Rio Ferdinand podcast last night, he said he remained in the role for his staff.
But I've got 5 staff. I've got a lot of foreign players who rely on me as their coach. My analyst guy, for example, he's got a mortgage. Mm. He's got a family. He's got kids that he has to feed. So the decision just to step away from something, it's not just my decision. It's everybody else's decision, which was tough. Let's make it clear, what's happening is terrible and nobody wants to see it. And hopefully it ends very, very soon. But at the end of the day, I'm a football manager and my staff got people to look after, and I've got a duty of care. And my analyst guy, for example, was at Middlesbrough for 12 years. 12 years. Hmm. And for him to come with me, and then for me just to walk away from that and leave him and his family, you know, because you can't just walk into a job. Mm. It's difficult to walk into a job straight away. Mm. After leaving a post for 12 years, he's just one example. Then I've got other staff. So I've got players calling me, please don't leave, coach. Don't leave what you've done for this club, blah, 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 whatever it may be. So I've made a decision to stay till the end of the season and walk away from a big contract. Mm. Another year, possibly two more years. And we made that decision as a group and as a staff.
Yeah, that's Robbie Keane there. Northern Ireland have won promotion to the Nations League B, a 2-2 draw away, with Luxembourg securing that place. And Scotland scored an injury time winner to beat Poland 2-1, so they keep their bid to stay in League A alive. That result means they'll have a relegation playoff next spring. And finally, Tiernan Lynch is to become the new manager of Derry City. He had great success with Larne in recent seasons and will take over for the start of the new season.